When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Forever Dog.
Ooh, welcome back for another steaming, piping, scalding serving of hot goss.
It's our weekly chat show where we talk about happenings in our lives, issues in politics, and take a deep dive into the DMs.
That's right. So let's get into some hot goss.
Hot.
All right, section one.
Girl.
We all know what it's about.
Cover
it's the
girl.
Thing that's
Put your face
dominating.
In some chalk.
It's the dominating thing that is dominating the news cycle. Mm-hmm. I'd rather not even. Okay, I don't mind talking about the publication of New York Magazine.
Me neither. Great magazine. Always yeah. read it. I know plenty of people subscribe to it. My manager subscribes to it. She's like, it's the first magazine I've ever read. You know?
Yeah. So I don't mind talking about them by name. The other one I would rather not give any airtime to. I mm-hmm. would like to talk about why it's fucked up, but never say their name.
That bird's of prey.
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. So let's start with the good stuff.
Sure. You looked beautiful.
Well, New York Magazine.
Thank you so much. I did too.
You did. You did, of course. I was so blinded by rage that I really didn't see anybody else. I didn't see the whole thing.
Your mom looked beautiful too.
Right. So New York Magazine did this. I thought it was a lovely feature. And they put a bunch of drag queens on a digital cover of New York Magazine.
Yeah,
that's fun. It's fantasy.
They came to DragCon. They asked us all to come up and have a session with Martin, who's an amazing photographer. Like, I mm-hmm. knew his work because that style of photography, that up close, I knew Oprah had done it, Ellen had done it, everybody's done it. He's known for it, basically.
Yeah.
And so when he came that close on me, I said, oh, no. No, I am not an ECU girl. I'm best in the wide. Like, I know my angles. So any girl that's complaining about the picture or the angle, like, the camera was right there. You should have just said, I'm good, bye, and bounced, you know? Because when we were shooting, they didn't tell us it was a cover. They didn't tell it. They just said, we're shooting this thing for New York Magazine. They emailed me and said...
Well, no, the covers were for New York Magazine were beautiful. They were further away shot. Yeah.
Oh, but I still have a problem with them because they're in cahoots with the people
other.
Who should not be named. It was all one thing. I had an interview with the girl, and I never do phoners. I always try to do email, so like it's easier to like put a cute soundbite in. You don't have to think on the spot, and they can't misquote you. I went out of my way to do a phoner because it was New York Magazine and Vulture, and I was like, sure, I'll talk to you. We talked for a half hour. Do you want to see the text the reporter sent me? She's real nice. After she saw that I was posting and like... and kind of feeling some way about it, I was like, no, it's fine. I really don't mind that all this happened. Like, she said, hi, Willem, do you have time to talk? I understand if you don't want to, but I'd love to talk to you about the magazine story. And it's like, I'm fine with it. Like, if they would have told us they were ranking us, sure, I wouldn't have given you
I would have abstained.
Time. Yeah.
And advised against it.
Not my deal, you know? We already did that. We signed up to be ranked and ordered and criticized and critiqued on Drag Race. This was supposed to be a celebration. We let you into our house, our badly lit convention center.
Yeah,
we
did.
You brought your own lights.
Mm-hmm.
And... you know, it was every man for themselves. Some of us did fine, some of us didn't. But you turned around and you slapped us with a ranking and then went so far as to call some of the girls bottoms.
It's ugly. It's really ugly. And it's one thing. Okay, so the thing about the photos, which I agree with you on, is, you know, sometimes a photographer will take a photo of you, and if that's their style, is not super retouched or whatever, then, like, you're going to get a raw photo, and that's what it's going to look like. I don't have a problem with that. That, like you said, you could see how close the camera is, and if that's out of your comfort zone or not going to work for you, then you can say, okay, probably, I'm okay, I'm going to bounce.
There's a reason some girls paint far away from the counter.
Right. I don't have a problem with the photos, but it's, of course, this, like, really kind of shitty ranking system that is very ugly.
And also just the wrong facts. Like, they got our seasons wrong. We're all interchangeable. You're gonna do a clickbait ass Pride Month article with all these drag queens and get us to post and say we're on a cover when in actuality only 8 of us are on the covers, and what you're giving us is a digital marketing ploy to further your website during June. I feel
during
used.
Our month.
I feel used, and I usually
a
like
lot of
feeling
feel used.
Used.
Right? Yeah. I usually. Yeah. I think that says that in your
my
headline.
Wits. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, I mean, if Blake Shelton is named the drag, or not the drag king of the year, the sexiest man alive, that is usually a well placed publicity thing that has been.
Somebody's got a movie,
you know,
or an album coming out.
Right. It's to promote his thing.
It's plausibly believable.
Also, he's like a straight white man who's a millionaire.
And who buys magazines? Women.
Right.
And middle-aged women.
So to do this sort of like really harsh ranking system to drag queens who are, I mean, we're not fucking millionaires. Most of us aren't millionaires. We're queer artists who are part of a community that is under attack by the current administration. And a lot of the fucking Rue girls are out there trying to hustle and fucking make a dollar.
We all are.
So to
Rue or not.
To do this, like, and I couldn't even scroll down. I imagine how shitty I felt, and I still, it's been several days, and I still feel shitty about it for me, and I'm number 7. Can you imagine what the other queens
who 37.
Who are put into a section called the bottoms or the midsection or whatever it's called? It's really shitty, it's really gross, and personally, look. This is what my call to action is on this, Willem. Mm-hmm. What ranking are you? Number 9?
I'm number 9.
I'm number 7.
I also have an apology from one of the judges.
Can I hear?
Yes.
Who is that?
Joel Kim Booster, who's a friend of the pod.
Cool.
He said, would just like to say for posterity's sake regarding the terrible vulture list that though my name is attached as a judge, my sole contribution to was emailing to say Dita Rich should have been higher. And now my name is forever associated with it, and there's a lesson there. Anyway, just to tell someone. Oh, good, my manager's calling me. But I said, girl, I don't care. I came out unscathed and also refused to do that close-up mugshot thing, but girls should bring better faces if they want better photos. And he said, I figured you'd be unbothered, but dead. I said, no worries. First time I've been atop anything in a long time, let alone 9. And then he said, well, to be fair to them, they judged a lot of it based on who bookers said had the biggest draws.
So
they were asking bookers how much we were making. They were asking our representation how much we were making.
That is gross.
What our net was. And none of this was relayed to us when we agreed
none of it was
cleared. When we agreed to give our time to a respected publication. And they went and took advantage of us because we're drag queens. And we allowed them into our artistic space and we got slapped in the face. So close ranks, girls. Shut it down. But what about all the fucking people who wasted their time, like Raya and all the other drag queens? Art Simone from Australia, the amazing makeup artist and drag queen down there. Like, he wasted his time. He went to go get shot. And then they did an article on just Rue girls. It's like, what about drag queens?
What about fucking drag queens?
Not that anybody wants to be ranked, but at the same time, you let someone waste their fucking time during our weekend to make money at a convention center to do this, and then you're not even going to put them in because it's just Rue girls. That's a slap in the face to everybody, drag queen, Rue, and otherwise.
Yeah,
shit, I'm pissed.
Can you scroll down a little? Who is the author of this piece? Oh, it just says by the editors.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you want the names of the judges?
I need some names because I want to share this with our race chasers out there. Willem,
we should rank them.
You are the 9th most popular or powerful drag queen on the planet.
Dracarys.
And I am the 7th most powerful drag queen on the planet. So I think we can get someone fired for this. I don't know who, but we should pick
Dipper,
one.
You're out.
Why don't we pick one? Why don't we share some of the names?
You think any of these people got paid?
I would. Well,
none of them.
Who's
did.
In charge? Who made? Who sat in the room and made this happen? Because I would like a head on a stake for this. Because you can't do this to fucking drag queens any fucking more. And this is it. This is the end of it. And we're done.
Let's do it.
So
let's call it out.
Who are we talking? Who are we talking about? Who's in charge?
Well. Mono is a comedian. Who,
they're comedians who ask for contributions. This is like fashion police, you know? They send right. in their contributions. They so say,
who's in charge of reaching out to our managers and asking how much money we make?
Right.
Yeah,
and
who
reaching
did that?
Out to bookers.
Dusty Ray Bottom said that that happened. So I think his management must know.
It's whoever hired Joel.
So
but also it
maybe
says,
we can find out.
All this bullshit about judged by a peer group. None of them are drag queens. They're not our fucking peers.
They're not our peers.
Don't say peer group, judged by.
So I don't think we should go after the comedians who are asked for colorful comments on this. That, you know, like Mono said online, he said, I'm just trying to make a buck and I agree that this is stupid. So he shouldn't get fired.
I wonder who compiled it. The editors. The editors. That's so. Let's find out who the editors of magazine are.
I would love to have an email. I would love to drop them a line.
Me too. I'm going to do that right now. I'm going at their contact page.
Race chasers are really good at getting to the bottom of stuff.
Let's figure it out.
So I believe
I'm tweeting them right now.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Fabulous. I think we can get to the bottom of it. And I just like a name. Okay, so we have Neil, editor Neil Janowitz, deputy editor.
Who are your online editors for the magazine, please?
Gazelle Amami, West Coast editor Joseph Adalion, senior editor Jesse David Fox. Probably not movies, the movies. TV.
So is this the bird one?
Yeah.
Yeah, the bird of prey.
Comedy?
And the bigger thing about this is that it makes us feel like shit. It's not empowering in any way.
No.
Saying it was a bait and switch.
Saying someone has never won a main challenge. Why? And it's like, that's what you want to focus on when you have an 8-year career like Jujubee? Like, you're going to discredit 8 years of work because she never won a challenge on a game show? Like,
yeah.
That means anything
that
in this
on
world?
10 years ago. Yeah. It's exploitative. It's ugly. Race chasers, this is our call to action to you. Help us get to the bottom of who is responsible for this egregious, unfortunate, exploitive piece of filth. And you know the bird of prey we're talking about. We're going to take a break and we will be right back.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
We all carry around different stressors, big and small, and when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively.
Therapy is a safe space to get those things off your chest. You're literally getting them out of you by speaking them and figuring out how to work through whatever's weighing you down.
That's right. And I think, and I've said this before, I think therapy is a very useful tool, whether you've been through something very traumatic or you're just trying to better yourself.
Yeah, and if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. You don't have to leave your house. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Yeah, all the therapists have licenses, so get it off your chest with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/drag today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/drag. This episode is brought to you by, I almost nodded off because this Helix mattress is so comfortable, Helix Sleep!
The Helix lineup offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux Collection, the newly released Helix Elite Collection, a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, and even a mattress made just for kids.
I've had several many Helix mattresses for several many years now, and I love them all. They're all my
babies. I've read the men's room wall.
We have the Midnight Dusk. We have the one for heavy sleepers, and that's also good.
Oh, they're all good.
if you have slumber parties, if lots of, I love a Helix party. And we are the Helix girls, and we have been for such a long time that we know what works best for us and our bodies. But if you don't know, you could take a Helix sleep quiz and find your perfect mattress in under 2 minutes.
They've got models with memory foam layers to provide optimal pressure relief if you sleep on your side. Also models with a more responsive foam to cradle your body for essential support in stomach and back sleeping positions.
Ooh, plus enhanced cooling features to help you from overheating at night.
And your personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door, free of charge.
Helix knows there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it in your own home, so that's why they offer a 100-night trial to try out your new Helix mattress and a 10- to 15-year warranty.
Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners.
Go to helixsleep.com/drag and use code HELIXPARTNER20.
This is their best offer yet, and it's not going to last long.
It's so good, I'm going to say it again. That's helixsleep.com/drag and use code HELIXPARTNER20.
With Helix, better sleep starts now.
Ooh, that's why it's called the hot goss.
Girl, I'm sweating.
I know, I'm sweating. Ugh. I love this weather in Los Angeles right now. It is so warm. It's like an oven outside. It makes me so happy. Big Dipper's like, fuck you. I'm praying for rain.
This hot goss has got Dipper chafing.
We have to turn off the air conditioner for the sound. So it gets really hot and steamy in the hot goss studio. I think it adds to the overall
the hotness.
Yeah,
it's a tropical. It's a you feel the heat from the loins.
Can you feel the heat? Can you feel the heat? What is that from?
Can you feel the beat with the not Gloria Lisa? I think it's Cult Jam, maybe.
Oh, okay. I like
Detox used to do it.
Well, let's get into
Oh yeah. Let's.
Oh, goodness. I didn't think about
oh, really?
A political topic for today. So wait.
This happened?
Yeah.
Let's say the name of this section, which is Let's Get Political, Political. I wanna get political. Let me see your poli sci.
I remembered it. Okay. Oh, wow.
This is terrible. I didn't know about this.
I was there.
You were there?
Well, I flew in the next day.
And so you were
DC
there.
Pride.
I was at DC Pride. I wasn't at the parade.
Okay.
Our hearts are going out to. This is literally the first time seeing this. It's really crazy.
I'm through with rumor and conjecture and lies, Dipper.
Right. There was a gun scare during DC Pride during the parade.
But it wasn't real.
What?
Was someone waving a fake one, or was it like a sound?
Thought they heard gunfire, and then it was people were running like as if there was a gun scare. And I know that that also happened to Sharon at JFK one time, or at LAX.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But we were trying to do what was right for the world.
During the Olympics, and there was a sound. Someone got excited, and they were watching the Olympics. They were watching Usain Bolt run. And they jumped up in a stanchion, fell, and then 2 others fell. So it was like crack, crack, crack.
Oh, my God.
And then everyone freaked out, and they shut down the airport.
But what a great name for a runner, Bolt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But so a similar thing happened where there was no gun, but there was panic.
And people got injured because of the panic and the craziness.
And so I just thought it would be worth talking about the idea of, like, the state of panic that we live in as far as, like, going to big events all the time.
Well, I mean, it's a very real thing that anytime people get together in large groups now, I mean, it is there is that underlying anxiety because of things that have happened.
The largest full-scale terror attack on America by a single person was at a gay event.
Right.
Like, well, that's always in the back of my mind. My mom always calls me before I'm going to work. She's like, be safe.
Yeah. Yeah, my mom too. Every time I'm going to like any event with a large group of people in general, she's like, I don't know. I don't even know if it's safe to go.
They stopped a man coming into West Hollywood where we were all with he had like 13 pipe bombs in his car. He was on the way to Pride.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Jesus.
I would have died in a Wigs by Vanity at least because that was beautiful.
My God.
Double stack.
Yeah.
Miss Australia.
Penny terrible. Topper.
There was the what's it called? The Wonder Weave. I had a Wonder Weave and a bang.
You're my Wonder Weave. Yeah. So
I'm glad everybody's safe.
Yes, wow. I'm glad there wasn't actually, you know, gunfire at DC Pride. Our hearts are going out to anyone who was injured.
God forbid. I hope Banaka didn't have to run somewhere. I'm kidding. I love you, Banaka.
Friend of the pod.
Friend of the pod. Hello, Ed. Hello, all the girls from town. We miss you.
Banaka.
Everybody hit up 9. I think that's Ed's new bar. I love that bar.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Love.
It's like a gentleman's bar.
Have we had a chance to talk about the price of prep? Did we do that already?
Prep.
We didn't do that. We wanted to talk about it.
But someone gave me a whole bracelet of prep. It's like a gorgeous bracelet.
Really?
Made out of all prep. And I was like, this could save somebody's life. And we're making jewelry out of it. It's like,
right.
They need to, did they break the patent finally?
No.
They haven't? Are
it's
they talking?
It's not there yet.
They need to break the patent. I mean, that's what it comes down to.
Yeah. Because
it's a life-saving drug.
Right. And we could see the end of HIV and AIDS in this country, in Africa, around the world. We could see that in our lifetime, but it's being sort of stopped by large pharmaceutical
companies. FDA. The pharmaceuticals are in bed with the government, and it's all...
Right.
They're all taking their damn merry time with everything. It's the same way...
They're making millions of dollars.
Yes.
So they're dragging their feet. The pills cost about $60 a year to manufacture and make. And to have them, people are paying around like $20,000 a year to acquire them. So, I mean, it's definitely like a huge privilege to have PrEP. And it's something that should be available to everyone who needs it. Ding.
Yeah. Plus, it's my favorite color.
Oh, yeah.
What? The color of prep? Is that your blue?
Blue.
Of choice?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, that's just blue.
Oh, okay.
I like it. It's kind of a periwinkle.
Oh, periwinkle.
Kind of an aubergine. Shut up. No one wants to hear
Nobody
that aubergine
cares
shit.
About aubergine Jean. Shit. Well, that has been
Let's Get Political. I suck.
Let's get political. Political. Thank you.
Talk about
we don't do the second part.
Life Ball and LA Pride?
Sure.
Because you went to the last ever Life Ball?
Right. I was at the last ever official Life Ball as we know it. It was pretty crazy, but...
did you get your life on some balls?
I'll talk about the really amazing parts.
Your outfits?
Well, I mean, that was cool,
of You
course.
Were Yellow Brick Road. You looked amazing.
I did, yes.
What
I
an
got
inspiration.
To be the Yellow Brick Road. And
That's fitting because that magazine article walked all over us.
Hey, walk all over me. I got to lip sync to a song on stage with Deborah Cox.
What
so
song?
What the fuck? It's that song. Can you feel it? Can you feel it? It was like the opening number.
Can you feel it?
Yeah.
Can you feel it? That one?
Yeah.
Ah!
Deborah Cox is.
Did you have a boa?
Amazing. I didn't have a boa.
Oh. Deborah Cox. Shut it off. Shut it off.
Is amazing. Like, she's so professional. She's so gorgeous. She's extremely talented.
Deborah Cox and Aida is one of my favorite YouTube holes to go down. Bitch, the dance of the robe. You don't even know.
She's wild. And we got to see her later that night do a set at one of the exclusive rooms.
Little pop-up.
That mic was fully on. Mm-hmm. The mic was hot.
Oh, she's always live.
And she was phenomenal. So huge shout out to
phenomenal.
Deborah Cox. Friend of the pod, hero of the pod.
Mm-hmm. LA Pride was amazing. I was on Postmates float, a giant tongue.
Mm.
Jay was there from Britney. A bunch of amazing... They didn't hire hoes. They hired dancers. And there was choreo.
Oh.
But then...
Did you pick it up quickly? Did you just step in?
I marked it.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I marked it just for time. but the speaker broke. The speaker was only working halfway of the parade. I was like, what kind of silent night ass holiday parade? I was Modisha Jenkins, but I looked beautiful. There's so many pictures of me just like riding with a parasol.
I saw that picture.
Yeah, I look like a Mary Poppins hooker. Gorgeous, but she's not having it. Even watching all those men gyrate in little shorts was not enough for me.
Were they just playing it off someone's phone by that point? Just like,
oh girl, they
someone
were,
bring
they,
a Beats pill.
They were doing the clap. And I was like, but then it started to work towards the end. But then we went by the stage and there was another performer on and we had our music blasting. And then,
oh no.
And then it was just a lot.
Meghan Trainor was really thrown off by your
Meghan was
your blasting. She was ticked.
She said, "Dear Uber driver."
Who took all these really pretty slow-mo videos of you?
The Postmates people.
Slow-mo videos from Postmatingtons.
Mm-hmm.
I love Postmates. I use them all the time.
I've literally used them once. They're on my phone because wow. I think someone else downloaded it.
Probably me.
I think
it was me.
I've got a give me your thumb a couple times from you, and that might have been one of them.
They will deliver Starbucks to me, and they will deliver Chipotle
That's
to
where
me,
we get
and the, so they are my heroes.
Mm-hmm. I love them,
and I overtip the drivers in cash when they arrive.
Our friend Michael Noodle from Burning Man, he ran it, and he was like my go-to guy all weekend. It was so much fun.
Oh, work.
Yeah, and I made the wise decision not to do Molly because I was about to take it, and then I was like, wait, it's a little hot. I don't have so much water. I don't want to have to keep going pee. And then we were right by Foo Bar and I saw Jay, the owner. So I was like, Jay, I'm going to... He's like, yeah, come and pee. I saw the line and I was like, he's like, just go in the alley. And I was like, I have sex in that alley. I don't want to like pee there.
Why can't you pee where you have sex?
Because I've sucked so many dicks there. I don't want to desecrate the space. Like that's I use for dick sucking.
Oh, okay.
She loves to pee where she is.
I've seen your show, darling.
I'm an advocate.
Well, I don't want to be around. If you've ever been to the back of Foo Bar, you don't want to, you want to pee or you want to indulge. Not both. So I peed and then I was like, I'm not taking this Molly. Never mind. And then, because I always chug
so
a full bottle
of water. So you made a bracelet out of it.
No, the worst thing, the parade was an hour and a half late. So imagine if I did roll, I would just be sitting there rocking alone in the sun for an hour and a half, sketched out of my mind in a Dior visor and a human unit.
You still would have fun.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to go ahead and take a break and we will be right back with some more. Hi.
Gosh.
We are grateful for everyone who slides deeply into our DMs. We get some really insightful, some frivolous notes from all of our amazing listeners. So this one is from this one is from Joanne. May I call you Joanne?
Where do you think you're going?
Right. So, okay.
She says, hello.
Yes.
I'm a professional dog walker in central London, and last week I was on quite a road near Farringdon Station. I had two dogs in tow, and I looked up, and right in front of me was Courtney Act. I was totally starstruck and wanted to say hello. But she had huge headphones on and I didn't want to disturb her. She was also eating ice cream. I couldn't decide what to do and she wasn't walking
off
either.
Here's my big surprise face.
I think she was either checking the... must have been 7 minutes. She was either checking the map on her phone or waiting for an Uber. But there was no one else around so I pretended to adjust one of the dog's collar and tried to catch her eye whilst crouching down on the path. I must have looked ridiculous. What should I have done? If it was you, what would you have liked me to do? I should point out that I'm a slight older drag. I am a slight older fan of drag and Drag Race. I'm not quite Lady Bunny. Think Chad Michaels. So it probably wasn't obvious I was a fan. Love you both, Joanne. Sorry for the lack of dick pics. If I had a penis, I would send you one.
Oh, that's
to
so
share,
sweet.
You bitch.
Thank you, Joanne.
Thank you, Joanne. I would have just gone up to her. Squeaky wheel gets some grease. You know?
Yeah. And I think as long as you're respectful and nice, like who doesn't want to just be have a stranger say hello and become a friend
on
the street?
That's why I carry stickers on me at all times.
Yeah.
It's just like, I love it. One day no one's going to give a fuck. So I think, and Courtney's of that mindset too. I've never seen her be out of character with a fan. I have seen some of the other girls and it informs a lot about someone on how you are to a fan.
Yeah.
A lot. And it's changed my views on certain people. I'm like, oh, nope. All right, cool. You're an asshole.
Plus, you had dogs with you, Joanne. So that's really a great introducer right there.
Yeah, sick 'em on her. And then,
you
get to spend time with her in the ambulance.
You just say, look at my cute dog. Do you want to pet him? Like, yeah. Hi, I'm a huge fan.
Yeah, Jeremy Joseph.
Yeah.
Pet the dog.
So, yeah, I'm sure you will see Courtney eating ice cream again very soon because she loves eating.
And probably eating period. Stuff that she's pretty sure there's not bacon in. Ow.
I'm vegan.
Ow.
Is this ice cream vegan? Is this bacon ice cream vegan?
Oh, wow.
Courtney, it's made of people. Oh, well, I already ate half of it.
Accurate.
I want to see the mistakes.
Today's my cheat day. Okay. We have a message from Perpetua, friend of the pod. Perpetua, hello.
From England or yes. Scotland.
Perpetua goes on to say, hi, Alaskan Willem. Deep diver Perpetua here. I'm seeing a lot of discourse around the question of whether cishet asexual people, A, count as queer, and B, belong at Pride in a capacity other than that of an ally. I'd love to hear your takes on it as I am conflicted. Many thanks, Perpetua Motion. Well, okay.
Girl, are you coming at us with the word problem?
Cishet asexual people.
Yeah, let's do the math on that. You know what? What is a cishet?
No.
What is that?
Cisgendered, heterosexual, asexual.
Wait, but if you're heterosexual, you're not asexual.
T.
Because asexual means devoid of sexuality, right?
Right. So maybe Perpetua is saying either cishet or asexual.
There's
people.
Like eight questions in here.
I think that Pride has... What is all that?
It's them shutting the gates next door.
Oh, okay, good.
Are there markers or the kitchen?
Jeremy.
I think that LGBTQ plus has a plus there because we are welcoming to a lot of people.
There's a lot more buttons on the keyboard. Keep them coming. Because if you want to come to Pride and use those stank-ass porta potties, be my guest. Clear it out.
And if you want to march or hold a flag, or if you want to stand on the side and just watch and be supportive, I welcome you, and I think that the larger community welcomes you as well.
Yeah, we want to see those really weird tan lines y'all get from Pride, too. Send them to our DMs.
Love the tan lines.
Some of y'all ain't used to being in the sun that long.
Mm-mm. Yes.
This is from a stoned stoner. He says, hey, race chasers, long time, first time. Is there any ethical way for fans to sell their doll-related art? I'm a huge fan of the show and have found myself with more fan art than I know what to do with. I've been hesitant to start an Etsy or Redbubble page because I worry about ripping queens off. Would love to hear y'all's thoughts. Love, stoned stoner stoning. Oh, he stones.
I'm curious.
Oh, he stones. He rhinestones.
Yeah.
Work.
I'm curious to know what you think about this, Willem.
I can't police the internet. My friend Lisa in Seattle, she runs an amazing store on the main drag, like drag queen and rave wear and stripper outfit. It's the store that like the girls go to when they're in town in Seattle. It's called, Jane, I think. Fuck. I need to look it up. Do you mind? Do I have a sec?
I don't mind.
Sorry. Lisa Chang.
My opinion is if you are running a small fan-based operation and you want to put your stuff on Etsy or you want to put your stuff on Redbubble, I say go for it. My management recently came to me and they said, okay, we're giving the option to the girls to shut down Redbubble operation.
Or they send you a check, right?
Well, I said, you know what? I'm not ready to Taylor Swift on these kids just yet. I'm not. Now, it's different if I start seeing my image pop up on a rack in a store over there or over there, and it becomes a bigger, large-scale thing, or a corporation does it, or a company does it. That's a little different, and that I'm going to shut down really quickly, or you're going to send me a check, and that's fantastic. But if you're a fan and you're making stuff and putting it out there as a young artist, I support you, and I love a lot of the shirts I see on Redbubble. I always compliment them. And I do put the caveat on it that if I really like the idea, I will steal it.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense since they're already stealing. Now, my friend Lisa, I talked about, who runs the Trendy Wendy boutique on Broadway in Seattle, she sent me 4 videos today of her on wholesaler websites with our merchandise, our logos on t-shirts and stuff. So they're offering now to sell wholesale to vendors and stores.
Who is?
These people that Lisa buys from. She's a store owner and she makes orders. And she sent me videos of.
Is that coming through us or is it coming through some? Well, that's not.
And their,
okay.
Their wholesale price is also very bad.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But it's like.
Well, let's put the. Put the
kibosh on it?
Let's put the kibosh on that.
Mm, Courtney, we know you got one in your bag. You thought it was tofurkey.
I thought it was. I thought it was
a nut butter.
Log.
A nut log.
I thought it was a walnut log. Our next message is.
Oh, wait, did we answer his question?
Yeah.
He's selling dolls, though. Dolls of
no, a doll related, like drag queen related.
Oh, I thought he meant like Coraline or some shit.
You're why do I give a fuck?
I don't give a fuck about your doll problem.
American girl doll.
Girl, get some doll parts. Oh my gosh.
Thank you so much for Stony Stony. From Jay has a message. Hey there, longtime listener. A couple months ago, Willem did a gig in Minneapolis that I attended. I gave her one of my prized possessions, a hideous purse in the shape of a fish. She used it to gather tips during her amazing performance. Just curious, where is it now? Was it left in a cold sewer? Did it make it back to L.A.? Either one is fine with me. Just wanted to know, smiley face. Also, so sorry about the horrible online shoe store the girls turned you on to. Here's a pic for reference. Thanks. Love you both. Jay.
First of all, I have some shoes that you would love. You'd like them.
What are you talking about?
I have some great shoes. They're right behind you, actually. You would love them. They're boxed and ready if you want them.
Is this a bit? Are you making a joke?
No, you can have the shoes that are behind that
curtain. Are they big?
Yes.
Are they in my size? Your size?
Yes.
Jumbotronic? Okay.
I loved it when I saw it, and it's now at my rhinestoner. He's stoning it, and I'll be definitely wearing it in New York Pride because I want everybody to know that I'm fish. I just loved it because I saw it, and I was like, oh, fish. So that's why I can be like, I'm so fish. Yeah. Like, I love having my bear purse, and then I put my fingers in it and go, I'm fingering a bear. And then looking into a bear's eyes while I do it. And then they just break and giggle like little girls. You see these bears just laugh at a meet and greet.
Yeah.
Yeah, I usually keep my drugs and my chapstick in there.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, a little close to me. Close to mama's loving
it. Close
heaven.
To you. I'm so glad that the fish purse is safe.
I love it. And those Minneapolis gigs with those five senses, the foot blown, I did there. It was so much fun. Go to their brunches. Go to their events. The dolls are amazing. I had
truly
such a good time.
So
Tranico was up there hosting, and Meatball was there. We had so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
It was like a Thursday, too, I feel like.
Yeah, Minneapolis is the turnout.
They go in. Yeah. It was freezing. I was like, people aren't going to come out. It's cold.
Yeah.
They don't care.
Well, thank you so much, Jay.
Yeah. This is from Moochie. Howdy, fags. Do y'all wake up every morning and think about how we are living through the sixth mass extinction event in the 3.5 billion years since life on Earth began?
Mm-hmm.
That we are rapidly losing millions of years of genetic diversity while we are sitting idle. On the plus side, though, scientists have just created the first E. coli bacterial genome by hand, like some zombie Frankenstein, so that kind of stuff is coming soon, too. Truly love you both for reminding me that reality is an illusion. Smoochie Moochie. I'm worried about the puffins. Can we talk about the puffins? You want to talk about puffins? Let's talk about puffins. The Atlantic puffins and the Pacific puffins.
Oh, are those the little birds that are dying?
Puffy. Yeah, they're dying because their food chain has been interrupted because of rising sea temperatures. So y'all put some ice in the ocean. These puffins need it.
I don't think ice in the ocean is necessarily going to do it.
Well, when the icebergs were there and when we were having colder water, when there was ice in the water... The puffins were alive. So the rising sea temps. We need to cool the ocean down. No more plastic.
Yes. There's a lot of things that need to happen for the climate to change.
I've made efforts in recycling at this here studio.
Yes,
I only give bottles of water to people I want to fuck or impress. Everybody else can help themselves to the filtered Brita.
Thank you.
I have a Dyson hand dryer.
Yeah.
That we also use on genitals and wigs.
Yeah, love it.
I have really cute sunglasses.
Yeah. The Green New Deal is a huge thing. It's basically like a huge sweeping overhaul that a lot of Democrats are behind and progressives
Al Gore doing
are behind. No. Well, maybe. I don't know. AOC,
really?
Alexandria Ocasio.
She's going to be the next president.
Oh my gosh, I hope so.
I think 2024, bitch.
I think she's phenomenal.
Although,
and she...
But you know she would turn it too, the looks.
Yeah.
She wouldn't fuck around.
She's got some time. You have to be 35 to be president.
Oh, what? And she's too young. Yeah.
Why?
How That's old is she?
That's not fair.
She's in her late 20s, so she has to wait a couple cycles, but I think it'll be good for policy. For her policy and her political power.
Yeah.
That's like ageist.
It's just a law.
There's a lot of things in there, bitch.
Yeah. Well,
I think you'll like the last two selections.
Oh, okay. Well, let's get into our final mailbag submissions.
Okay.
From Isaac.
You wanted us to move on? Just say it.
From
turn the page,
Isaac,
bitch.
You'll be happy when you turn the page,
too. Oh. Oh. Testimonials.
Dicks aplenty.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Dripping in dicks.
Oh, gosh.
This is from Isaac. Oh, hey, dolls and wow. Dipper. When are we going to have a race chaser crossover? Would that be possible? Are Trixie and Kyle to friends of the pod? The fandom would love. Just saying. Anyway, you all make me laugh so hard every week. I listen to each episode several times a week because I love it so much. Okay. Love the podcast, love the dolls, and Dippertina. Here's my dick.
I put one foot on the dresser and the other foot clear over on the other dresser.
Congratulations.
Wow.
Thank you for being a listener.
That looks like one of the Mario pipes you go down to go into another world.
Yeah.
That's so totally. Nice and lovely. And I want to meet you. But he might be like 5'5", too. Because sometimes right. with a giant dick like that, they tiny. And then they're like, oh, that's... I mean, I'm still not sneering at 7, but that looks like... If he's 6 foot, that could be a 9er. But if he's 5'5", that could be like
He's 5'5".
Oh, I don't care. Fuck.
No, I can tell.
You should publish an equation about that.
I can't. It's by touch, taste, and sense.
It's proprietary.
Yeah.
To answer the question, would we be open to doing crossover with Trix and Kot?
They need to remove the guard from the building.
Right, sure.
Or maybe we'll do it here.
Well, they would have to come over here, which I don't think it would be a problem.
No. Katya's on tour.
They're free people.
Katya's touring until end of summer.
And I talked to Monet this weekend about a sibling rivalry.
Yes.
She and I have been talking about that for like weeks. We want to do it real bad.
Yeah. I ran into Monet actually over at Wow Presents the other day because I was filming new episodes of Broleska. Oh, yes.
Hot
in the
chat?
Green basement. And I got to do a fashion photo review with Monet Exchange, who has a really exciting new chat show on Build, and it's on YouTube. You can watch it. And she wants to do
scathing reads on it.
She wants to do a flip flop with episode where we do their pod and they come in and do our pod.
Of course, yeah.
I am really open to this.
Tear it up like newspaper because it wasn't Bill Wright. No way. As long as we get to bring our soundboard.
They come in and use our soundboard and we use their setup.
You know they're gonna have shit. Monet's still asking me questions about about podcasts and what we do. Nah, we're bringing our soundboard, baby. Proprietary.
What if we got to go in and hello. Do Hi, Jeremy.
I would love to do
What if we got to go over to Wild Presents and just pop in and do an episode?
Let me text them.
Who are you texting? Okay, you whispered something and I don't know what you said.
Oh, wait, I do sign language.
Thank you, Isaac. I don't know universal sign. Okay, yeah, to give them a text. And so who knows? Thank you for the question. Thank you for the dick, Isaac. Let's get into our next question from Andrew. Andrew says, thanks for the shout out for my cock, ladies. Y'all are the best. And closed are a few more angles of my dangle. Enjoy with love, Andrew.
So big, I even had to burp.
Okay.
That's the dick from last week.
Yeah, I remember the balls. Now I can see the balls. He did that special for me because I remember mentioning I want to see these balls more.
Yes.
Fuck yeah.
Well, there they are.
Oh, God. That's, you know that tree that Pocahontas sang about? Bitch, this is the one.
How high does the sycamore grow?
I see the root system.
If you cut it down, you'll never know.
Suck it down.
Suck it down. You'll feel cold as ice.
Hey, guys, just a reminder, keep sending these dricks and watch season 3 of Drag Race so you can be up to date with our Wednesday episodes. We are starting season 3 next week. Prison, honey.
So excited to get back into classique. Thank you for listening to Hot Goss.
You can follow us on Instagram at Willem, at The Only Alaska 5000, and at Race Chaser Pod.
That's true. And you can also follow our OnlyFans at OnlyFans.com/Race Chaser Pod.
We might even be back next week with more
Hot Goss. Bye.
Hot Goss is a Forever Dog podcast.
Produced by Big Dipper.
Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey.
Mixed and mastered by Alex Sarchet.
Our theme music is graciously provided by ATF Enterprises, Incorporated Limited.
This Goss is hot!